And you let them sit there, I believe, 10 or 12 days until they get good and sour. They're bubbling. And then you would go and strain that. And that's what we had this valve under the house for. It just had a hole in it about this big, you see. And we put that valve in. We had it in the house, yeah. And we'd go and we'd strain our berries and we'd pour this water in there. And when you got as many gallons as you wanted in there, you put 60 pounds of sugar in there. And you stop it up tight and leave it alone until it ages, maybe 2 or 3 months. We made the prettiest wine you want to see. Everybody, we had plenty of company those days. But we had to quit. We had plenty of company those days. Even people from Plaquemine would come here with jugs to get some wine. That was silly.
Kind of greedy, too.
Oh, well, that's what I say. They wasn't satisfied drinking it. They wanted to carry it away. But it was pretty wine, though. Beautiful, just as clear as a crystal. You had something to siphon it out of this valve. You see, they had just a big hole in there that you stop it up tight. And you had something that you could draw it out of that valve with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And some big, too, I'm telling you.
Yes, ma'am. Feed for your horses would come in a what kind of sack?
Yeah, we called it an oat sack.
Kind of rough?
Kind of rough. Had holes kind of in it, you know, little holes in it. That's what we'd get our feed in. Corn, well, in sacks too. But we never did buy feed for horses. Only thing we used to buy was hay. Because we always raised our feed, you see, and we had big, nice big pastures for the horse and cows that we kept up. Our cattle used to run out. They went wild.
Did you grind your own corn?
We used to grind some of it, make cornmeal. They had, Mr. George Brooks had a mill right over there when we moved up here. They would make cornmeal, grits, and some coarse coach like the chickens, you know, little chickens and stuff.
Did they ever take corn and leach the kernel off, leach the husk off the kernel and have it puffed up and eat it like that? They leach it off with lime?
No, I've heard people, now what they call that? I heard people talk about that, but
lime hominy? You never
heard? Hominy, yeah.
You never ate that?
I never did. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you. I know, but I heard them say, you know, that they take the husk off and eat it. But I never did, I don't remember seeing any of it. They didn't have too much around here, I don't believe.
But you do remember that eating grits?
Oh, yeah, I eat grits now, too. Cornmeal, too. Sure do. I love a nice cornbread.
Okay. How much would you take for the milk to be, you just carry, I guess, if it wasn't but to Mr. Jordan?
Well, he would do that every Saturday, you see, or every other Saturday. And we'd take maybe about 2 buckets, you see, maybe 2 or 3 buckets of corn, good corn, you know, you choose your corn. And he would charge you so much to grind it, you see. He'd take so much out of what you'd bring to grind it. But we were well satisfied, so. And we used to make our own. We had a mill and make our own.
Now, when you were riding horse, what did you use to get them on with?
Get on the horse?
Yeah. When you wanted to urge your horses to go faster, you used a what?
A little switch or something, but most of our horses, all we had to do is just to get the